Listening Library presents Magic Treehouse number 14, Day of the Dragon King, by Mary Pope Osborne. Read by the author.
Day of the Dragon King. Chapter 1, The Bamboo Book. Annie peeked into Jack's room.
"Ready to go to China?" she asked.
Jack took a deep breath.
"Sure," he answered. "Bring your secret library card," Annie said. "I have mine in my pocket."
"Yep," said Jack. He opened his top dresser drawer and took out a thin wooden card. The letters ML on it shimmered in the light. Jack dropped the card into his backpack. Then he threw in his notebook and a pencil.
"Let's go," said Annie.
Jack pulled on his pack and followed her.
"What are we in for today?" he wondered.
"Bye, Mom,"
said Annie as they passed their mom in the kitchen. "Where are you going?" she asked.
"China,"
said Annie.
"Great,"
said their mom. She winked at them. "Have fun."
Fun, thought Jack. He was afraid that fun wasn't quite the right word. "Just wish us luck," he said, as he and Annie headed out the front door.
"Good luck," their mother called.
"If only she knew we weren't pretending," Jack whispered to Annie.
"Yeah,"
said Annie, grinning. Outside, the sun shone brightly. Birds sang. Crickets chirped. Jack and Annie walked up their street toward the Frog Creek Woods.
"I wonder if the weather will be this nice in China," Annie said.
"I don't know. Remember, Morgan said this would be a very scary adventure," said Jack.
"They're always scary," said Annie. "But we always meet animals who help us."